Kodiak Area Native Association Project Coordinator Tyler Cornelis is the one candidate who's never served on the KAA Board of Directors before. He's currently on the Kodiak Harvest Food Co-op Board, the Kodiak Chamber of Commerce Board of Directors, and the City of Kodiak's Economic Development Special Committee. He says the community could benefit from electing a newcomer to the KAA Board of Directors.
I think there's a risk in continuing with KEA's sustainability in the long term without a transition to younger people that have maybe a little less experience that can learn from those that are on the board.
And there's a lot of experience there. The three incumbents include current board chairman Cliff Davidson, who says he's been serving for roughly 20 years. He says there is a standard of providing board members with the right preparation and information to help guide KEA.
I think we have an excellent board, and I attribute that to the fact that the board believes very earnestly in education and training and going to conferences and meeting with colleagues throughout the industry.
Another incumbent, Mike Brecken, has held a seat on the board of directors for about 30 years and serves on its engineering and technology committee.
And I'm running again to be because I enjoy it. That's the first thing. We have a really good board, and I like to think that I can contribute my expertise in engineering and my experience in business and experience the utility in the decision-making process that the board goes through in setting policy for our utility.
He says if reappointed, he's looking forward to seeing the expansion of the Terra Lake Hydroelectric Project, which is one of the initiatives he's participated in during his term. The fourth candidate, commercial fisherman Stosh Anderson, says he joined the board in 2001. He says he served as secretary treasurer for many years and has been involved in the design, engineering, and finance of the corporation.
I think I've been able to contribute to find solutions through the board process in conjunction with management to find good solutions, cost-effective solutions, to implement for the benefit of the community.
KEA is sending out its voting packets to its members this week, and results will be shared at the annual membership meeting on April 23rd at the Gerald C. Wilson Auditorium. For KMXT, I'm Kayla DeRoche.